Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Jonathan Wilson. We're continuing our conversation, and today we'd like to focus on this idea, this concept, maybe we might even say this word encounter that is used especially in the writings of Pope Francis and also Pope Benedict. But let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Father of mercies, we praise you and we bless you for this day. We ask that you strengthen us that we might acknowledge Christ's entrance and direction in our life. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So to lead off, I thought, Father, I'd read just a line, and we're basically going to rift in this conversation 11 minutes on this one line, so it should be pretty cool, I think.
Let's see.
So it's taken from Pope Benedict's encyclical letter, Deus Caritas Est, God is love. He writes, and this is in the first paragraph, "We have come to believe in God's love. In these words, the Christian can express the fundamental decision of his life. Being Christian is not the result of an ethical choice or a lofty idea, but the encounter with an event, a person, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction." So Benedict tells us that at the heart of being a Christian, what makes us a Christian even, is this encounter with the person of Jesus Christ. Now, how does that strike you, Father Wilson?
Well, you just happened to read one of my favorite quotes. And I love that quote because that encounter with Christ that does give our lives a new horizon, a new direction, it changes us. And as we've had the opportunity to share in some retreats, right, with the Communion Liberation Movement from Italy and Father, Father Giussani, this insight that I think he had, which is basically we go back to the Gospels and we reread, just like we can read in Matthew, you know, chapter 5 or the beginning of Matthew's Gospel, where they have the call of the apostles. What was it about the encounter with Jesus? And that encounter that led the apostles to follow Jesus, that continues today. That's not over. Mm-hmm. And at the heart of Christianity is an encounter with the person of Jesus. And sometimes we lose sight of that. And when we lose sight of that, we lose sight of the essence of Christianity. And so we need to keep coming back to this encounter with a person. And sometimes people are overwhelmed by the moral teachings of the church or the doctrines of the church, and they want to reduce the church's teaching to the church to just a set of rules. And yet, nothing in our faith makes sense apart from the encounter with Christ. But once the encounter with Christ is there, everything makes sense. And so we tend to put, if you will, the cart before the horse. You know, we talk about the rules, and sometimes we miss the encounter. But as Pope Benedict so eloquently wrote, you know, that the heart of our faith is an encounter with a person.
It doesn't matter how well-wired a house is. If it's not plugged into the grid, you know, the lights aren't going to come on.
Amen.
So
yes.
I think first to kind of really focus on the encounter. So it's an event, you know. Christ, the person of Jesus Christ, unexpectedly breaks into our life, unexpectedly enters into our life, just as he did on the shore of Galilee with James, or with John, and with Andrew, and with Peter, and then as we read throughout the Gospels, there are these encounters, you know, right. The woman at the well, or Matthew, or Zacchaeus, or, you know, you see it all the time. So it's a central event in all of these different people's lives, you
right.
know, that brought them to the Lord, or rather that the Lord broke into their life. Mm-hmm. We might even say the Annunciation, where the angel Gabriel comes to Our Lady, is really the very first encounter, mm-hmm. you know, where Christ enters into the life of his mother.
Yes. And in all of this, I think for me, the gift of the movement that we were talking about earlier is the invitation to recognize that the Gospels are ongoing, that the story continues, that mm-hmm. we are in the story, that it didn't end when Jesus ascended into heaven. And as priests, we recognize that different people in different moments in their life have these encounters, and the Lord waits for the right moment. He's patient. He's always longing to reveal himself, but we're not always open because mm-hmm. there's times when we're too busy and we're too preoccupied and we're too distracted. But whether it's a difficult moment in life or whether it's just a moment of prayer and reflection, there are these moments where the Lord breaks through. And I think the invitation for us is to keep alive that sense that when we read the Gospels, we're not reading about past events, but present realities that we are invited to participate in.
In our own life, yes. Yeah. And we see, you know, Peter and Andrew, John and James, they're going about their daily tasks
right.
in those passages.
Mm-hmm.
They're fishing, you know. Or Matthew is at the table counting,
yes.
Taxes.
Right.
And Christ unexpectedly enters into their life. So I think one of the facets of this encounter, one of the dimensions of it, is that it happens often in normal, you know, the normal course of our life.
Exactly. Daily
you
life.
Know? Yeah, it may be at a retreat or a men's or women's conference, or, you know, there may be a miraculous happening, you know, at some sort of prayer meeting mm-hmm. or something. But most of the time, the encounter happens in the normal course of our life. But something unexpected breaks in. Christ unexpectedly breaks in.
Yes. And along those lines, we have to be open to the encounter. We have to be open to the moment because the moment can pass us. Right? And so in that sense, too, what's exciting about these encounters with the Lord, it's both Him seeking us, but our openness to that, not dismissing it, not, you know, kind of overthinking it or rationalizing it away. And it, as you say, it can happen in the most unexpected moments, and that's precisely why we need to have an openness, that God can change our life just by flying along and talking to somebody that we just meet on an airplane, or God can change our life through a conversation with a coworker, or God can change our life through a homily at Sunday Mass if we have open hearts.
This is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me is Father Jonathan Wilson, and we're talking about an encounter and how Pope Benedict in Deus Caritas Est says that the encounter is this almost fundamental necessity for living the Christian life, mm-hmm. an encounter with Christ. So we've been talking about how he breaks in. One of the things that strikes me with what you've been saying is this need to be attentive, you know, or be open. And the Lord, you know, throughout the gospel says, you know, stay awake, be attentive, you know, and to really face what is before us, the people that are in our life, the things of our life, what's going on in our life, and to really be lean into those, to use that phrase, to lean into those events, to lean into those people, to lean into those relationships. Some of those might be horrible things, you know, tragedies in our life. Some of them might be wonderful things. Some of them may just be gray and neutral, you know. I got to go to work today. But whatever it is, to be attentive to this.
And part of the attentiveness, too, is attentive to our hearts,
mm-hmm.
right? Attentive to the longing of our hearts. Attentive to, I've worked all these years, and I finally have the house and the car and the status, and I'm empty. Maybe there's something more.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, even in our experience of emptiness, that can be the first stage of a deeper encounter.
The last point on encounter, which Benedict talks about, which gives life a new horizon and a decisive direction. Mm-hmm. So the encounter that we have with Christ, sort of almost, we might even say, a proof that it is a genuine encounter, is that it moves us in not just, it's not just something unexpected that's happened to us, Christ unexpectedly broke into our life, but it sets us in a new direction or into a new way of living.
Everything looks and feels differently. And it can happen dramatically or it can happen over time in more gradual ways, but yes, the Lord is going to give us a new horizon.
And that's not necessarily some sort of ecstatic transfiguration experience on top of the mountain.
No.
You know, this new direction. But it is a recognition that Christ is living this life with me.
And there are moments when my heart goes out to those who don't know Christ, because I can't imagine daily life without him.
Mm-hmm.
And without that new direction and that new horizon that the encounter offers.
Excellent. Well, let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we just pray, we ask, we beg that you break into the lives of our listeners, that they might encounter your Son, Jesus Christ, that he might break into the normal events of their life today and the days to come unexpectedly, and that he might set them in this new direction, a new way of living, a new way of being human, sharing this life with him. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
This has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today has been the great, wonderful Father Jonathan Wilson. So great to have you, Father.
Thank you.
And until next time, peace and all good.